Us, bring out your morning revival. So this week we're get into the MIA training message 9.
Okay.
So the topic is the mystery of the church.
Amen. So can we pray before? Let's pray before. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we want to hear you speaking today.
Amen.
Oh Lord, anoint this meeting, Lord.
Amen.
Anoint every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, bind the enemy, Lord.
Amen.
Any distraction, Lord.
Amen.
We want to hear you speaking today, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We pray that your spirit will gain full freedom.
Amen.
Lord, also grant us the utterance, Lord.
Yes.
Speak your word.
Amen.
The burden that is in the scriptures.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Oh, pray for your speaking today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, the brother, bringing out the prayer. Actually, that's what I was trying to propose, because this week I'm going to talk about the mystery.
Amen.
So, it's a mystery. How could we elaborate a mystery through a human language? So, we have to exercise our spirit and may the Lord open this message to us in our spirit.
Amen.
So this message, mainly according to the Ephesians, there are four Roman numerals. If I may ask, we can all read this four Roman numeral together and then we'll go through the message. The first one, Roman numeral 1. Ephesians 3:3-11 views that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the mystery of the church. And Roman numeral 2.
God's hidden purpose is the mystery, and the unveiling of this mystery is revelation. The Bible speaks of the revelation of the mystery. The seventh trumpet as the conclusion of the eternal economy of the process trying God closes the present age of mystery. Hence, Revelation 10:7 says, the mystery of God is finished.
Last Roman numeral 4.
The mystery of the church is the ultimate mystery in the universe.
Amen.
Amen. Our God is mystery.
Amen.
The Christian life is a mystery.
Amen.
And the church is a mystery.
Amen.
I don't know about you, Stan. When we first hear about this word mystery, how do we interpret this word? From the beginning, Brother Ron tried to explain this according to the human dictionary, right? Mystery means something you can't understand, basically. Right? Mystery is something, according to another dictionary, say it's the religious truth. But here, we see the mystery from Ephesians reveals that the mystery of this is something we can experience and enjoy. So, mystery here, the mystery we talk about, maybe you cannot fully understand, you cannot explain why, or logically you couldn't understand, but this is something you can experience and enjoy.
Yeah.
It's a mystery of the church.
Yeah.
So here, I don't know when you first experienced the Lord, but when I came to you as first time, 12 years ago, when I walk in the campus, there's a brother come to me, just an ordinary people, right? Come to me. And I just feel something different from him.
Mm.
Like the brother, what you have experienced in the Lord, right? Someone ordinary, nothing special, come to me. You just feel like there's something in him or her. For her. It's a mystery.
Mm.
So God is a mystery. And Ephesians reveals that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the mystery of the church.
Wow.
This mystery is hidden in God's heart. Through many generations, he haven't revealed until the New Testament.
Yes.
He unveiled this mystery through the revelation. So in his epistles, there he said, here what I just want to read to you, Ephesians 3:3, that by the revelation the mystery was made known to me.
Amen.
As I have written previously in brief.
Yes.
3:4 says, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding understanding in the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
In the history, there is one sense. His name is Paul. God revealed this mystery to him, made known to him. And now he wrote it down. By reading it, we can perceive what his understanding about the mystery of Christ. Through all this age, God had never revealed it. Until in the New Testament, he revealed it through first one, Paul, and then revealed to us.
Yes.
Now, God wants to reveal this to all of us.
Yes.
All the Christian or the body of Christ.
Amen.
So this hidden purpose is unveiled through revelation. This revelation cannot just be revealed through our mind. It has to be through our spirit.
Amen.
That's the key organ that we can reveal the mystery.
Yes.
So, there in the Roman numeral 2, under C, there says, the mingled spirit is the means by which the New Testament revelation concerning Christ and the church is unveiled to the apostles and prophets.
Amen.
And now it should unveil to us through the spirit of the wisdom and revelation.
Right.
So this mystery is not just for knowledge. Right? It's not just for us to understand what's on God's heart. Also, he wants to reveal this as to control our life.
Yes.
In the Roman numeral 3, there says, the seven trumpets as the conclusion of the eternal economy of the purpose of the triune God close the present age of mystery. There, Revelation 10:7 says, the mystery of God is finished.
Mm.
The mystery of God is finished.
Yes.
When we see this revelation, when we see the mystery of God is finished, do we see something that can change our life?
Wow.
What's the meaning of this age? What's the meaning of our life?
Oh, okay.
You know, my daughter is 4 years old. She started to transition in a stage that start asking why. I'm afraid someday she will ask, why God created us? Why we're a Christian? Why we're living on this earth? Why we come to the meeting? Why we have the church life? Right? Can I answer that question properly? Do I personally know why? That's my question. But here, it says, God is closing this age.
Wow. Yeah.
This age, the seven trumpets, after that, the new earth and a new heaven and new earth come, there will be no mystery at all.
Yeah.
This age is a mystery age, and we are living in a mystery realm, which is our church life. Our church life is a mystery.
Amen.
It's a mystery to prepare, you know, the body of Christ, to prepare his bride, to bring him back, to conclude this age, to finish the mystery of God.
Yes.
God himself, this is under Roman numeral 3, God, Christ himself, the church, the kingdom of heaven, the gospel, the indwelling Christ, the coming resurrection, transfiguration of the saints, as the end of this dispensation of mystery, all the mystery that were hidden in the times of the age.
Yes.
All these things happening today.
Amen.
To conclude this age. And lastly, I really like the last point actually. From the very beginning, I don't really understand, but as gradually I, you know, try to think about it more, this is really practical. The mystery of the church is the ultimate mystery in the universe.
Yes.
The church is the hidden ministry, hidden mystery in God's eternal economy.
Yes.
Amen. This reveals us today how to experience this mystery.
Yes.
I think in the message, at the last of the message, Brother Ron bring out a very practical point. It's the same point again, though. Every time he mentioned this, right? When you go to across, when you are waiting for the traffic light, what are you going to do there? Right? You can complain, why is red light again? Right? Why the people, like when it turned to green, why the people can't just go? Right? And that, or you can just pray there. Experience the Lord. Fellowship with the Lord. Enjoy Him in our spirit.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. This is all the how you experience this mystery.
Yeah.
Right? In Matthew, there are two men. And two women.
That's right.
Two men work in the field.
Yes.
Two women grinding in the mill.
That's right.
One is picked.
Yes.
One left.
Yes.
What's the difference?
That's right.
That's a mystery life.
That's right.
One woman and one man, they are working.
Yes.
Doing an ordinary life.
Yes.
Doing what they need to do. But there's a mystery in them. Fellowshipping
Amen.
With the God.
Yes.
Connected with God.
Yes.
And be with God.
Yes.
That should be our life.
Yes.
That's the ultimate goal of this mystery.
Yes.
Until that day, the Lord pick us. Or until we finish this, we can see the finish of this mystery.
Yes.
So at the end of day for this message, I feel like we just need to pray to the Lord. We can experience this mystery day by day in our daily living.
Right.
Until we see the finishing of this mystery.
Amen.
So we practice our church life, our family life, our working, in everywhere we can experience this divine and mystery.
Yes.
We're walking in two realms, then.
Yes.
We have a physical realm.
That's right.
Right. In our environment, we can see this. We do what we should do. If something happened, unexpected. But in another realm, we have the peace. We have the assurance. Right? We know why we are here.
Yes.
We know why God created us.
Amen.
We know what's the purpose of our life.
Amen.
We know the meaning of our life.
Right.
That's the mystery of God.
Yes.
That's the church life.
Yes.
That's the mystery of the church life.
Yes.
So I will just stop here and hope the saints to share what you have experienced or God has revealed to you about the mystery of the church.
Amen.
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 So I will start to fellowship on this. I will start with the last week's message. In last week's message, one typical word kind of taught me. It's called a trivial. Trivial, like the Christ, the poor road. I want to experience this trivial, right? So that the Christ can form inside you.
Yes.
So may I ask, do you understand the meaning of trivial?
Trivial,
right? Travail. Oh, how to pronounce?
Travail.
Travail. Okay. Yeah.
There's another word which means trivial. And that's not a good meaning.
I know. Okay. So how to properly pronounce it?
Travail.
Yeah. So okay. Actually, I later on checked the meaning of travail. So when we talk about this, it's not only about the physical. So it's not just to say, for the moms to, endure this pain, labor pain, to produce a child. It also means like mentally anguish or spiritually struggle in that sense also. So here the Paul says to travail, right, to produce something new. So now let's tie into this word. The church, yes, has a mystery. But one thing for sure, the church are the congregation of the called ones. The church consists of the regenerated. Our brother mentioned regenerated. It's something new. The church is not just a symbol of people which are old creation. The church are new creation.
Amen.
However, this new creation, I mean, is the God gives us as a free gift. God did that, right? God has His Son. He chose us. And whoever believes into Him, he can be regenerated. It's free, but it's not cheap. Not cheap at all. If we ever, I never would understand, right, because I'm a brother, how, the mom produced a child, but I know it's experienced enormous pain. right? That's why, you know, all we are human beings, we should thank our mom, right? But same thing here. As a brothers, but we can experience, right? If you want to raise up spiritual second generation, right? You also need to bear that kind of pain, right? But anyway, in short is, you know, the church, we praise the Lord, the church is new. We are regenerated.
Amen.
So amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to go out and just a reminder, because I know most of you already know now, the whole universe is a mystery.
Amen.
The whole universe. But the Bible shows us that the mystery of the universe is God, of course. But the mystery of God in the book of Colossians is revealed by Paul, the mystery of God in Christ. Right, and the mystery of Christ is revealed in the book of Ephesians that Paul also wrote, which is the mystery of Christ, the church. But the church is also a mystery, right? So if we look at this message, you know, Paul says that in Colossians, right to the head, he said, the mystery which has been hidden for ages and from the generation, but now has been manifested to his saints, to us, the church, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery, Christ among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the head in Christ. And then comes an Ephesians, and he says, to me was given this mystery, the search for riches of Christ, and to enlighten all that they might see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout ages has been hidden in God, who created all. All this mystery has been hidden, but now it's open to us. The Lord has revealed all these mysteries. So now, what's the big mystery here in the church? Is that He lives in us, and we live in Him. He's an embodiment of God. Christ is the embodiment of God that lives in each of us now. So now the Lord is building. He's building His church. He's building the body. And so we need to see that, you know, that we need to pray and read the Word. See that He was asking what to do first, pray or read the Bible. First, when we wake up, we need to say, Lord, I love you. And pray to Him first. I need you this day. So get up and then open His Word. You know, and we, saints, we need first to repent also. The first thing we need to do in the morning is to repent. But even if you think you didn't do nothing all week, just we're carrying the sinful nature in us, we need to repent. Because that's when we receive the enemy. But that's why God had to do this with His Son, to become a man, so His Spirit could come to us and enter into each of us. So this is the greatest ministry in the universe. And Christ lives in each of us. Christ lives in the church. And that's what the Lord is doing, building His body of Christ.
I would continue to.
Maybe I could go first.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Amen. You know, I always help in the Bible. It recommends that we come to the Lord like little children. You know, when you talk about this matter of a mystery, you know, with little children, you know, you could play these kind of games with them. You know, I have something hidden for you. It's a gift, but I can't tell you. And this will really stir up their curiosity. Like, I want to know, what do you have? What is hidden? Brothers and sisters, there's something hidden in God's heart. But I feel like as believers, we need to pray Paul's prayer that we would be enlightened to see what is the economy of the mystery. Because if we don't see it, then we won't appreciate it and we can't enter into it. And so I just pray, this is my prayer for myself, my family, and all of us, right, that we would see what the economy of the mystery is. And some of, you know, the saints, and I think more saints will share, what is this mystery? It's something hidden, right? But it's something so experiential, something so real. And what really touched me this week is how this pertains to us as the believers. I don't know about you, but that last point, it kind of struck a chord to me. The mystery of Christ and the mystery of the church should be our daily life. Right. Without this mystery, our life would be merely the life of a human being, not the life of a Christian. This really struck me because, like our brother said, there's almost two realms. Yes. You know, we could live in merely just the physical human realm. Yes. But we realize as believers, right, the Lord is now in us. We are in, actually, another realm,
yes.
Right? A realm that is not seen.
Yes.
And so when you read these verses, I appreciate that this was brought out. You know, there was two men in the field.
Yes.
One is taken and one is left. Two women grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. Actually, this portion always bothered me because what makes one person be able to be taken and not be left behind? That's a mystery. and sometimes we there's a misunderstanding. Like, oh, one is an unbeliever, one is a believer. Actually, if you look at the next verse, it says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes."
Amen.
You know, these two words, watch, unbelievers wouldn't be watching. And then it says, your Lord, right? If it was an unbeliever, it's not your Lord. Right, so this story is talking about believers.
Yes.
One will be taken and one will be left behind.
Amen.
I think all of us were like, Lord, I don't want to be left behind.
Amen.
But how can we be, right, taken away? It's a mystery. And what really helped me this week is Hebrews 4:12. You know, Hebrews 4:12 says the word is living and operative.
Amen.
And is able to divide soul and spirit. You know, brothers and sisters, we have the life of God inside of us. But if we live in the soul, then we're just living in the physical realm. But if we live in the spirit, right, then we're in a different realm. And so I appreciate it. Oh, how much we need the word of God. Oh, we need the word in our lives to divide us. What is soul and what is spirit? I'll just finish. Fresh appreciation at the end of Galatians. This phrase, a new creation is what matters.
Right.
Actually, that word really pierced me.
Right.
Because that word became rhema to me. You know, when I'm facing certain decisions, does that really matter? You know, when I'm so bothered by this, does that really matter? It's the new creation that matters. That means God has to be in our life, in our practical living. That's what will constitute us, right? To be the church as the mystery of Christ, and that will fulfill His eternal purpose.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Even we living a mystery age and the mystery realm, but we still having a lot of clues. Yeah, just like the escape room. You know, there's still clues there, but we just need to pursue it. Need to search it out. For example, I think the best clue is in Bible, in God's words. And especially, you know, when you read the Old Testament, there's a lot of, you know, pictures, right? For example, like the Israel, when they are wandering, when they go to the, you know, the good land, but they need to wandering
in the wilderness,
yeah, for 40 years. Yeah, I think in our daily life, we also experienced very similar things. Like, I think, Lord, you know, just sometimes we have some situations, very difficult situations. We can clearly see the answer, see the destination, but for some reason, it's very hard to reach there. seems like the answer is just there, but why can't we get it? That the way is not easy. I think the Lord, you know, have the his plan, his rule. It's not like a simple way. It's not like a shortcut. We have to go through all these passages, the 40 years, to learn lessons. The reason is because we are really not ready. If we go to the good land directly, are we ready? We will commit a lot of sins, right? Maybe we will, you know, easily killed, you know, in the good land. Lord has to give us some situation, something, the lesson to learn, to be trained in our daily living. So I praise the Lord for these 40 years. It's not like a waste of time. It's not like the answer is so clear, why give me one day, just go there. No, it's not a play like this. So that's why I think the Lord's words is so precious. We really need to enter these words every day. And also we need to pray, Lord, give us more wisdom and the understanding to really know his heart desire. And also I think the another lesson to learn is our view, our value is so different from the Lord. A lot of time is opposite. So we really need to know Lord's the value, how Lord sees things, not from our worldly view, but from Lord's view. So may Lord bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Since as believers, we have the physical realm and we have the divine and mystical realm. We are living here in the physical realm, but everything that God has blessed us with is in the divine and mystical realm. So that means in point three, it says, you know, the Christ himself, the church, the kingdom of the heavens, the gospel, the indwelling Christ, all these are in the divine and mystical realm. And it gives us the answer here, how to access, how to get engaged with the divine mystical realm. It says in Roman numeral 2, it says C1, the mingled spirit is the means by which the New Testament revelation concerning Christ and the church is unveiled to the apostles and prophets. And then number 2, when our spirit is mingled with the divine spirit, our spirit becomes the organ in which the mystery of Christ is revealed. So that's why every day we have to exercise the spirit, join ourselves with Christ in the mingled spirit. And we have experiences, we have enjoyment, we have expression, everything. And I have to say, saints, just a personal testimony. Before I came to the Lord's recovery on the university campus, everything in my life, my being, my daily life, my daily living, all in the physical realm. I was not saved. I even for a short time, my parents were in a denomination, I just was not saved. But then when I called on the Lord with the saints in the meeting, that night the Lord appeared to me and became so real to me. His presence was full of light and full of life. And I knew then, and I did not see the Lord with my physical eyes, but I saw the Lord with my spiritual eyes.
Yeah.
I immediately engaged, I accessed the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
So saints, this is the key. And then soon after that, I went to the training in Anaheim, Brother Lee was sharing, and then when I looked up, this was like 3,000 trainees. I looked up and I saw a ladder connecting heaven with earth and angels descending, ascending, and one like the Son of Man. And that, saints, is the same heavenly vision that Jacob received in a dream. So I did not see it with my physical eyes, but I saw it with my spiritual eyes.
Mm-hmm.
With my spirit, in the mingled spirit, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, wow. After that, I went back to Boston, and I was like, Lord Jesus, this is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven.
Amen.
Exactly what Jacob said.
Amen.
So, saints, I do echo, you know, shepherd sharing, all the saints sharing, and the brother sharing, that we need to have more of the personal, intimate, tender experiences of Christ. You know, the more we have subjective experience of Christ, not dwelling in our soul, but dwelling in our spirit, living in our spirit, engaging with this divine and mystical realm, then everything becomes so real. So much so, saints, that today, you know, I can testify. I remember one time, 3,000 people in a room, and I stood up and I said, God is real.
Amen.
You know, because God is real. I saw Him. You know, it's not in the physical realm. It's in the divine and mystical realm.
Yeah.
And you need your spirit.
Yes.
And then the last thing was this that really touched me. I'm sorry, saints. It says the point that we need our spirit to be strengthened.
Yes.
And our faith, you know, Brother Wong Kang, you shared about the development of our faith. Faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
Right.
Because we are dealing with things not seen, saints. And we need to experience so that we can share it with others.
Amen.
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 I was touched by this matter of the mystery of God is finished.
Yeah.
Amen.
And, you know, we're here on this earth, passing through. You know, I looked on the wall this morning in the basement, and it said, for a momentary lightness of affliction works out in us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
So every single day, you know, all our afflictions, they are preparing us to go with the Lord. An eternal weight of glory. And as I was reading this, you know, it says, at the seventh trumpet, right?
Right.
This mystery. So everything is a mystery today. People don't understand us. You know, we're here, we come to the meetings,
right.
And we're seeking the Lord. Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. Actually, we don't, most of the time. But here it says that at the seventh trumpet, right, the mystery of God will be finished.
Yes.
And the brother proceeded to talk about, you know, he brought out this passage in Daniel 9 to seal up vision and prophet, right? And so the mystery, when it is spoken to us, this is what really touched me. When this mystery, you know, is spoken in us, there's a speaking within us, this will indicate that we're rapture ready. And at this point, this section is the core of this message. To seal a vision and prophet is to close the age of mystery, right? Because this is compared to when the children of Israel went through the wilderness to enter into the land. We see that only two, the ones that went in, there were only two of them that entered, Joshua and Caleb. All of those Israelites, they perished in the wilderness. And it was the next generation, that their children, who entered into the good land. But this matter of entering into the good land is a body matter.
Right.
I just saw, like, within me this picture, all of us, all of these Israelites, there were like millions of them going in there, right? And they were all on foot. And this is what we're doing today. We're pursuing to enter into this good land in a full way with the Lord. And that those of us that are older, we're like those Israelites that died in the wilderness there. And that's why, you know, a lot of us aren't going to be alive. But, you know, our brother says he wants to be alive. And he says, so many have gone with the Lord. And he says, and I'm still here. But I don't know, you know, what, you know, is the outcome, whether I'm going to be here or not. But I would like to be ready for the Lord. Yes, I don't want to be left behind either, Shepherd. I want to go with the Lord. But for that, we need to learn how to live in these two realms.
Mm-hmm.
That no, whether we're washing the dishes, whether we're working, we're
right.
studying,
yeah.
that we're still pursuing the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. That is the key here, that we can live in our daily activities and simultaneous be in the kingdom of the Lord, be
Amen.
In this realm.
Amen.
You know, you can't just be, you know, here, okay, and then be there, but that we would aspire to be rapture ready.
Yes.
And for that, we need to pursue the Lord, and we need to allow Him to live in us.
Amen.
And, you know, the brother said, you know, pray this prayer. Make my spirit the strongest part
Amen.
Of my being.
Amen.
Right? Yes, that the spirit would rule us, but that in our day-to-day,
Amen.
Ordinary life.
Right?
Amen. These women and these men that were raptured, they weren't, you know, in the meeting. They were actually working.
Yeah.
And those that were raptured were working, and at the same
yes.
time, in the mystical realm.
Amen.
We would all aspire for this.
Yes.
Amen. I feel that this week's message is very profound. I don't know if you noticed, actually the title of this week's title is The Mystery of the Church.
Yes.
But actually in the outline, I feel that it does not talk about that. It says that the mystery of the universe is God. And the mystery of God is Christ. And the mystery of Christ is the Church.
Amen.
But actually, you know, I think in the message it says that this is actually a huge, just one mystery. And these are just three stages. But
right.
I feel that actually in the message, I kind of think that it's actually four stages. But then actually the third and the fourth, probably they are one. Just like Shepherd said, you know, like when I was, you know, in my childhood, there was this game, like on the paper, you know, we show a few, you know, like possible ways that you can go. But then actually the final stage is hidden. And then you can just go and see if you get the right thing. But I feel that actually this message gave us a very clear vision that actually all the mysteries, they are actually in different stages. And it's actually progressive. Just like brothers and sisters shared, I just feel that it actually requires our whole body, whole heart to understand this. In other words, I feel that if we are not matured in life, we probably can only see one stage or even two
right.
stages.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be able to see the highest stage. And then I feel that actually this time during the summer training, I believe it was Brother Ricky, he spoke on the mystery of God, Christ. And He mentioned about Colossians 2:2 and also Romans 16:25. So it reads that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ. And Romans 16:25-26. Basically, it says that this ministry, this mystery was hidden previously, but now actually it reveals to us. So I just feel that in the message it says that actually the age of mystery is also the age of faith. We really need to exercise our faith
Amen.
To see this vision and also practice all these things. And I appreciate Shepherd mentioned about Hebrews 4:12. Actually, you know, that's the way we can apply all these things into our daily living.
Amen.
Because we need to know what is the spirit and what is the soul, what is the body. And then
Amen.
We need to apply to have this kind of like discernment, judgment that we can live toward toward the Lord. And I feel that I think somewhere it also says that like at the end, probably the brother just mentioned a little bit, but I feel that way. The brother actually showed us the New Jerusalem. That's what I think, that's the fourth stage. It's not, we are not there yet. But actually, there is a picture of the New Jerusalem. So God really wants to dispense Himself into us. And He shows us the picture of New Jerusalem. We are all going to go there. But then, you know, we know that when the seventh trumpet is sounding, the age is going to be over.
Amen.
The age is going to end. So we really need to redeem our time.
Right.
Because we don't know when that will happen. And we really need to redeem our time and to practice, to exercise ourselves to be mature.
Amen.
Amen.
This week is talking about mystery.
Yeah.
Mystery is something that is not able to be understood, incomprehensible. The mystery of God is, we cannot understand it. It's not revealed in this message mentioned, it's not revealed to us even till the Old Testament. And only revealed to us the mystery of God, that is Christ, in the New Testament. And the mystery of Christ is the church. That is mystery. Why is mystery? Because in order God to fulfill his plan, to accomplish his plans, he needs us as the church. And the church is the mystery. Why is mystery? Because brothers mentioned the church is a new creation. It's not only man, but it's a God-man, a new creature. Only God-man can accomplish God's plan. And this, we are as human, is already mystery. But God-man is a mystery. We are living in a mystery life that is not only using our human soul to live our life, but there is something intrinsic in us that is God's life in us. God's life and our life to live in one life, that is mystery. Many things is mystery in the world, brothers and sisters. When my sister pregnant, how many life in her body? One life or two life? This is the same when God's life in us is mystery. In order to fulfill God's plan, God's economy, to bring him back, when he revealed there is no more mystery, we need to live in this church life.
Yeah.
And this church life is what? Very in the day six, it's mentioned in 1 Timothy 3:16, it's confessedly great is the mystery of godliness.
Amen.
That he, God, is manifested in the flesh. That when we are living in the world, when God is manifested in the flesh, it's a mystery.
Amen.
Because it will be justified in the spirit, sins by the angels, and preached among the nations. Amen. It's a gospel. That is God's will gain us to accomplish his plan, and finally we will be taken up into the glory, that is when the mystery is finished. That is maybe is in the millennial kingdom and ultimately in the New Jerusalem.
Whenever you open the Bible with the footnotes, with the diagnostics, you know, with the, at the end, there is a picture, a chart, which talks about the 70 weeks and the coming of Christ, with all the riches, the mysteries. Here you can usher us into understand. And right now, we are at this age. This is according to Daniel, Daniel 9:25, and also, of course, Revelation, the book of Revelation. We are at the age of great age of grace, and this is a time of mystery. Just like all the brothers and sisters shared, time is up because the Lord has already revealed everything to his beloved. And in this week, but the topic of being mentioned, the mystery of the church. And this is going to be in day three, the two verses. But Revelation 10, 7, it says, when he is about to trumpet the seventh, in the days of the voice of seventh angel, when he is about to trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, which means we don't have opportunity to practice this life in today, in this age. Because in Daniel 9:24, it reveals us the 70 weeks are a portion to close the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make provision of
iniquity
and bring to the righteousness of this age, of the age, and to seal up vision and prophet and to anoint the Holy of Holies, which is the new heavens and new earth. We can understand from the message, the mystery work from our brothers. But I just want to really share this portion, like the brother Winston, he left. Mm-hmm. What he experienced in Lowe's, our sister, when we hear this testimony at first, maybe we say, oh, who is this sister? Is she here? Or we say, if I were this sister, will I do the same thing to give this testimony? Other people may see it's a mystery, you know. But for us, he, this brother, he knows, so he can tell, you know, this is a born again, a new, a true believer. This is what we talk about in the last point of day 6, is that the great the great mystery, Christ and the church, is the me, which is the Christ and the church, is the meaning of the universe and of human life. I just want to read because of my English is not that, but this part really is our practice. The Christian life is a mystery, and this mystery has to do with Christ.
Amen.
This Christ is already in us as our life.
Amen.
He lives in us daily, today,
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
In this, in our daily life,
Amen.
Everything, whether positive or negative, enjoyable or bitter, should be the expression of this mystery.
Amen.
The reason for this is that we are not the one who is living, but a mysterious one is living within us.
Amen.
Everyone in this world lives unto themselves, whether they are happy or sorrowful.
Amen.
There is no mystery at
Amen.
All. But a Christian is different. We are different, dear sisters and brothers.
Amen.
In a smooth circumstance, we can give thanks. But in adverse circumstances,
Amen.
We could offer up praise.
Amen.
Others will see us a mystery,
Amen.
But we still have a chance to be the one be taken away among the two sisters grinding the mill, among the two brothers who work in the field. But today is desperate for this opportunity.
Amen.
Time is up. We need to be strengthened. Yes, be ready and be prepared and encourage one another
Amen.
To let the Lord finish this mystery work in this age.
Amen.
We will see
Amen.
Him in New Jerusalem.
Amen.
I feel like this week's message is very profound, as brother and sister mentioned, but it's also very practical.
Amen.
Right? Profound in the meaning of God has not revealed the whole thing in one shot. Right? You know, even though the Bible has revealed, I would say, we kind of get an idea, but we don't really see it fully. Right? Even Paul was saying, right? You know, like today, this is still like, I forgot the verse, I think it was in Ephesians, right? But till that day, we will see the full picture.
Right.
But praise the Lord, at least through this ministry, has revealed many of these mysteries to us, right? You know, a lot of Christians probably doesn't even know, you know, the concerning the church, concerning New Jerusalem. But I would say, even though I cannot have a full clear picture, right? Now we can talk about the typology, this and that. But still, I would say, I'm really looking forward, right, to that day. But then, this has actually much to do with today's living, right?
Right.
Of course, New Jerusalem, we would have, every one of us will be there. But what about the coming kingdom, the millennial kingdom? Will we be there to observe the wedding feast? What is the wedding feast like, right? We might have attended many wedding feasts in our human sense, but what is the wedding feast of the Lord like? Will I be part of it, right? When the seventh trumpet is sound, you know, all these things, the God's revelation, you know, all the mystery will be revealed. Will we be part of it, right? So I just feel like, yeah, praise the Lord. God, today He's speaking to us, right? He's actually preparing us. Actually, I was very touched by this verse that Paul was saying that in Ephesians, he was talking about, this is Ephesians 3:5. It says, which in other generations was not known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets in spirit.
Amen.
Holy apostles, we all understand, right? That's, you know, the apostles at that time. Prophets in spirit. Is this only the prophets in the Old Testament? I think it is, right? It includes the prophets in the Old Testament. But I also believe it is the prophets of today in the church life.
Yes.
Amen. I feel like
in spirit.
Actually, we can all be this profiting spirit. Right? Actually, if we seek His word, if we seek His mystery, right? Actually, if you think about it, seeking for mystery is the driving force, and I say even in the physical world, right? So many scientists, they wanted to understand the world. This is their motivation. This is their driving force to know the universe. But only if they only know the universe, so what, right? And this is only a little portion of it, right? Bible has revealed many mysteries, right? Universe, the mystery of the universe is just one part of it. There's a mystery of a human being. There's a mystery of the creation, right? I mean, of course, that's the universe. And there is a mystery of God, mystery of Christ, mystery of the church, right? So many mysteries. And all of this, like saints shared, this is like one big mystery, right? And this one big mystery is actually God's heart's desire, His good pleasure, right? Why we, you know, so, but then there is this physical realm and also the spiritual realm.
Yes.
So today, yes, we are living in this physical realm, right? We need to take care of our responsibility in the physical realm, but we're not taking care of the responsibility just by the physical means.
Right.
We need to be in the spiritual realm.
Right.
So it's all combined.
Yeah.
So we need to be in our spirit. So I really want to just speak out this one thing here. The more we pursue prophesying, I would say the more of the mystery will be revealed to us.
Amen.
So saints, don't view this prophesying as just, we just, okay, wanna, yes, it is bring our food to the meeting. Yes, it's all needed, right? We don't want the meeting to be silent, right? To be just waiting for speaking. I feel like this verse also points out that the more we prophesy, we seek prophesy, the more God will reveal the mystery to us.
Amen.
And then the more of the vision He will actually impart into us.
Amen.
And then the more we can live in this divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
And in fact, that also helps in the physical realm. Because
Amen.
We know the mystery, then that guides how we should behave, right?
Amen.
We could have many of these wonderful testimonies, right?
Amen.
To bring the seeking ones or the unbelievers. And this will actually be hastening the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think this title, The Mystery of the Church, this was brought out in the book, The Five Great Mysteries. And in that book, we see the five great mysteries are the mystery of the universe, mystery of man, the mystery of God, mystery of Christ, and the last one is the mystery of the church.
Amen.
And there's some sharing on that. I appreciate that the mystery of the church is something that is for us to experience.
Right.
And it's even, it will give meaning and purpose to our life.
Right.
I think we all enjoy day six, right?
Right.
We don't want to just have a merely just a human life. right, in our human life, but this human life would be full of reality, full of God. God would be manifested in the flesh. And this last set of verses under day six, help me a bit. It's for 1 Timothy 3:15-16. This is what God wants to see. He wants to see the church living in the reality.
Amen.
And so the mystery of the church is really the body of Christ.
Right.
It's the living out of this body, which will ultimately consummate in the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
And so we need to see this. I was brought back also to Paul's two prayers. And I think this was brought out. We need our spirit. We need our spirit to see the mystery of the church. This would be unveiled to us. And then in chapter 3, Paul has a second prayer. We also need to be strengthened through his spirit into our inner man.
Amen.
That Christ would make his home in our heart.
Amen.
And so our spirit is very important. Every day we need to be joined even to the Lord to have a walk in this reality. And we also need to be strengthened into our inner man.
Amen.
And this is a prayer that we can pray.
Amen.
Every day we can start off our day. Lord, strengthen me into my inner man.
Amen.
And make your home in my heart.
Amen.
Our heart is vitally related to our body. In the physical realm, also in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
And so if we have a weak heart, we won't be able to walk, function properly in our body. Same thing spiritually. If Christ is not making his home in our heart, then our living and our walk, there would be a shortage as well.
Amen.
So every day we need to be strengthened into our inner man.
Amen.
So we know we have this sense sometimes that the Lord wants us to do something. And I appreciate the testimony that was brought out from the brother, right? That sister, Shirley, you know, she was connected to the Lord in Lowe's. You know, the Lord wants us to do something. But sometimes we cannot carry through, or we cannot do what the Lord wants. It's because we're weakened. You know, we don't have the strength, and so we need to be strengthened every day, and then faithfully to have a living that is one with Christ. This will bring meaning to our life. The reality of living in the body and one walk with the Lord would cause God to be manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
And so may we all seek this, right? This is the meaning and purpose of even the church, right? That the Lord wants his body, a living out of him in reality and expression on the earth.
Amen.
I just want to share. I listened one message of Brother Lee's that said, he mentioned that our church life is the best, most enjoyable, better than millennial kingdom. Why is that? Because in this church, in this era, in this life, we still can enjoy God's grace. I still could not comprehend completely why Brother Lee mentioned that this church life today is better than millennial kingdom, but recently, my father-in-law is in ICU, and I did not really sure that he was safe. So he was baptized here, and then baptized in New Jersey. But when he went back to Taiwan, he did not really in the church life. So when he was in ICU, through the miracle again, we can still contacting my father-in-law through WhatsApp. And then through the WhatsApp, my sister asked me, do you want to pray with my father-in-law? Yes, of course. And then we prayed together. And my father-in-law at that time can open his mouth, even though it's already slightly not really understand about the physical realm. And then he said, I asked him, do you believe Christ? Yes. And let us pray together. Lord, I believe you and I receive you. And he can still pray that way to the Lord, almost at the end of his life. So this one, slightly, I just mentioned it, Brother Lee, as I can still not really understand that this life is more enjoyable because we still can receive God's grace. In millennial kingdom, there is no more grace. It's all righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is a mystery.
Amen.
And Christ is a mystery.
Amen.
And the church is a mystery. And Christ is the mystery of God. Because, you know, the hidden God can be manifested through Christ. In other words, if we want to know God, we come to Christ.
Right.
So, church as mystery of Christ, because church is the manifestation of Christ.
Amen.
So anyone want to know Christ need to come to the church.
Amen.
And what is the mystery of Christ? What is the mystery of the church? So in other words, if we want to know church, where or who we should go to?
Christ.
In a sense, it should be you and me, right? I think it's a mystery. The Lord sent this brother Winston here. When I saw our brothers sharing, I feel, oh, that's really a mystery. And I believe we have been brought into a divine mysterium this morning. But you and I, if we are in our natural being, we won't be able to the manifestation of Christ.
Amen.
We won't be a manifestation of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the reason people can see us, can feel we are so mysterious, you know, whatever we do is not like just other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have this mysterious Christ living
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
And this mysterious Christ is not only the individual Christ, actually, it's a corporate Christ.
Right.
So that's why the body of Christ is the mystery of the church.
Amen.
We can individually express Christ, but when we corporately express Christ, wow, that's a great mystery being expressed.
Amen.
This is 1 Timothy 3:15 and 16, right? The mystery, the incarnation, right? The living God actually was live again in the flesh on the earth. So I feel very, very encouraged. It seems a very profound message, but the Lord really speak to us
Amen.
Through brothers and sisters, and even He sent a mystery to us that let us realize that is not something theoretical.
Right.
It's something very, very real.
Amen.
It can be experienced in the church life and even in our family life, in our work life, whether we can manifest that.
Amen.
That's the key. That's today our responsibility.
Amen.
You know, the Lord is coming back. He wants to finish this ministry.
Amen.
But it all depends on whether we can give Him this cooperation.
Yeah.
So we need to, although this is high and profound, we need to start with the basic.
Amen.
You know, the brothers really burden that we need every day, we need to spend time with the Lord.
Right.
That time with the Lord is the base we can be ushered into the divine and mystical run every day. Praise the Lord. May we, our daily living be controlled by this vision, controlled by this ministry, controlled by this mystery. And we can be the manifestation of God in the flesh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this week to you. Lord.
Amen.
Lord, so can this mystery be revealed to others?
Amen.
From darkness to light.
Amen.
Give all the young people that back to the church life.
Amen.
Amen. See you are real, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus, for your love and mercy.
Amen.
Lord, your compassion for those ones suffering.
Amen.
Help those ones who are suffering in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Suffering in the world, this world that the enemy is using.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy for all those who are in disease or have any problems or have any job or anyone who's going through some illness or tribulation, Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on all of them, Lord.
Amen.
Lead them to you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that you'll reveal more of this mystery of your economy in us.
Amen.
Through the Spirit, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
And truly see your heart's desire.
Amen.
Lord, the meaning of our human living.
Amen.
Lord, that we will not only live in the physical realm,
right,
but also strive to enter into the divine and mystical realm.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, guide us every day.
Amen.
Lead us every day. Oh, Lord, give you this new week, Lord.
Amen.
May we all truly experience all the reality.
Amen.
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 Strengthen our inner man.
Amen.
Make your home in our heart.
Amen.
So we can live in the God-man living.
Amen.
Amen.
Grant us with the spirit of the wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
So we can see the mystery of God.
Amen.
The mystery of the church.
Amen.
Living in the reality of this mystery.
Amen.
The divine mystery realm.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I want to make a correction. I was referring to 1 Corinthians 13:12. Well, now we see in the mirror obscurely, but at the time face to face, now I know in part, but at that time I will fully know, even as also I was fully known.
Amen.
Amen.
Even this is a mystery. So Bible is full of mystery. I just feel like we need to really enter into the Word. You know?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.